You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jen, good morning. What are you doing this weekend?
Good morning. I am going out tonight and staying at an Airbnb just to have some, like, me time away and
it's just
hanging
you?
Out.
Just you all
Maybe.
Alone?
No.
Maybe no?
Oh.
Well, you're taking a lover.
Maybe.
Are you married and you don't want to say?
No.
That's what it sounds
so
like.
So you're going to an Airbnb to tear it up.
Why can't you just do that at your house?
And then I'm working this weekend, too. I have
No, we're not brushing this under the rug. Why can you not stay and fool around
because
at your house?
Because we're both in our 50s and have teenagers at our house. So the teenagers are going to hang out, and we're going to just go.
Well, if you start doing that at your house, the teenagers will leave.
He's got a good point.
Unless they're into it and they start watching. Then
yeah,
that's,
right.
Then
so
that gets
start,
weird.
They get their
that's
phones
weird.
Out. And they start, they'll get their phones out and start shooting video of it. So
what have you been doing to prepare? Have you been doing some stretches and carbo loading and what?
I'm going to Dutch Brothers right now.
Oh, okay. Get caffeinated. That's good.
Yeah.
Right on.
And then I just dropped my son off at school, so he was bummed that he didn't get to go to Dutch Brothers, so I'm getting him a coffee and taking it back to him so he can get through his Friday.
What?
Come on.
You dropped him off at school, you're going to make a coffee run for him, come back to school, and take it to him in his class or something?
Don't do that.
No, I'll text him and he'll come out to the car and get it. I'm not going to go into the school.
What are you,
That's
his
ridiculous.
Servant?
What is this? What
nice
has changed
person.
With this world?
I'm a good mama. I'm a nice person.
What happened to kicking your kids in the butt and saying, I'll see you at 3 o'clock this afternoon?
I don't know if it makes you a good mom to train him that he's going to be waited on hand and foot for the rest of his life.
And you're bringing him a incredibly sugary
like
drink.
He's 32. He's just 18.
Even more of an argument.
No.
This isn't good. I don't like that you're doing
this,
Jen.
Sorry, we universally do thumbs down. Do not take him a coffee.
And you're setting him up for, like, his partner in the future, expecting his partner to do this type of thing for him, too.
Yeah.
I think that's getting a little too ahead of
ourselves. Kick him in the nest, Jen.
This is what he's going to expect.
You know, he's 18. He could have gone and got himself a damn coffee if he wanted one.
Is he
get his lazy butt out of bed.
Is he paying for it?
No.
Jen? Does he have a job?
He's going to graduate in May.
Does he have a job?
Not right now. He did.
He did?
I'm just spiraling out of control.
Did he stop going because he just didn't want to go anymore? He did, because he's a spoiled
no,
punk.
We just had, no. We just had some stuff going on, so it's all good. He's got a job. It's just a slow time of year for it, so it's going to ramp up in May. He makes music. He's like making an album. He goes to Youth on Record in Denver. He's making an album.
Making an album.
Yeah.
And it's great. Called My Mom is Whooped.
Or it could be like, my mom's so cool, when my album goes platinum, I'm going to buy her a house.
So that she can go have sex and not annoy me.
Okay, this went a completely different direction than where I was planning on it going.
Yeah, but this is why we do Rattle Office, so we can find out what's going on in our listeners' lives and then tear it apart.
We're just calling
you out. What
are
you talking about? This is why people tune in, so they can hear this kind of stuff.
You know we still love you, though, Jen, right?
Yeah.
We can still be friends.
I hope so.
We can still be friends.
Yeah.
I skipped myself in line at Dutch Bros to talk to y'all, so now I got to circle back around.
It's worth it. I'm telling you, it's totally worth it.
It
you
is.
Might as well just pull over the side road and park, because we're going to be a while. We're not letting
you
off the hook.
I'm just driving straight through. They're like, what the hell's going on?
So is
what
this,
the hell is going on?
So this is your husband, right?
This boyfriend guy of yours, where'd you meet him?
I don't want to say.
Why not?
Thunder.
Thunder? From down under?
No.
Did you say thunder?
Jen, we're having an adult conversation here. Where did you meet your boyfriend?
Come on, use your words.
Tinder.
Tinder. Okay.
Well, what's wrong with that? Why wouldn't you tell us that?
Well, Jeremy's all like, thunder? Thunder
well,
down
I thought
under?
You said thunder.
Yeah, he's a stripper,
well, it's because
Jeremy.
Because you're shyly mumbling into your phone.
I thought you said thunder.
That's what I thought you said, too.
A ton of people meet on Tinder. I don't care about that. That's
great.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that. Why wouldn't you want to tell
Jason
us that?
Jason Kelce met his wife on Tinder, so there you go.
Well, there you go. That's great.
And look at him. He's a shirtless drunk. I mean,
no,
you know.
He's not.
But he's a rich shirtless drunk.
Is that the most important thing, do you think, Jen?
No, not at all. But sometimes it helps.
It helps.
Money
it turns a six into an eight sometimes.
What is your boyfriend do for a living?
Makes music.
Does he not have a job and you like bring him coffee and everything?
Is he like your son?
No, he has a job, but
you don't want to say.
Why don't you want to say what he does for a living? Are you embarrassed by what he does?
Sales. Let's do that.
He's in sales.
I don't believe you. Now you're lying. Just so you can get your damn Dutch brothers.
It's not a lie. It's just a vague description.
He sells pot. He works at a dispensary.
He's a pothead?
No.
He's doing the pot weed.
I think that's what he's doing. He's doing sales of marijuana. So.
Do you see a future with this guy, like long term?
We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah.
How long have you been hanging out with him?
Like 3 months.
Three months? All right.
So it's new.
So now let me ask you the most important question, Jen. Who is paying for the Airbnb?
A combination.
You're splitting it. You're going Dutch.
Brother.
Yeah.
Brother.
Well, it's to... This is getting really specific.
I don't think I believe you with that answer either. I think you're paying for it.
No.
So what?
It's kind of a combination because he bought Stevie Nicks tickets, so I'm buying Airbnb. So we like just kind of go back and forth.
That's fine.
But I was right. You're paying for the Airbnb.
But he bought Stevie Nicks tickets. So
what if she is? She's just looking for a night
apples
of romance.
And oranges.
Who cares? She wants a night of romance. She's getting an Airbnb. So be it.
I mean, how long does
I'm
that,
a grown
I mean,
ass
like,
woman. I make my money. I can pay for something. I don't need no man to buy me stuff.
Well, nice way to twist it. That's not what I'm talking about.
That's the vibe I was getting for sure, Jen.
Here's what I'm seeing is that you're running around doing stuff for your 18-year-old son, and you're paying for the Airbnb for your boyfriend. You're enabling these guys to not stand
She's
up and
getting
do their own
something
thing.
In return, though, this evening as well.
Did I call for rattle off or for therapy?
Well, it sounds to me you need the therapy more than you need the rattle off.
No.
I want you to stop enabling these guys and make them stand up on their own 2 feet. That's what I want you to do.
Okay.
No. She's getting
I'll take
something
that under
out
advisement.
Of it.
What is she getting, Jeremy?
You know what she's getting this
What is she
evening?
Getting that he's not getting?
She's getting some loving, and if she wants to buy the place, then so be it. Mm. Who cares?
And I'm going to a concert.
And she's going to a concert.
Mm.
And getting coffee.
And getting coffee, and I'm sure getting dinner, and probably getting breakfast, and you know, there's a lot of people listening to this. I should probably just shut up.
Well,
I'm happy for you, Jen. I want you to go out every weekend and get
I'm
your freak on.
I'm disappointed.
She got concert tickets, man.
Ooh, whoop-de-doo.
Stevie Nicks. Stevie Nicks, though.
Trust me, it all works out in the wash. You know,
works
you
out
give
in
a
the
little,
end,
you
right?
get a little. It all works out.
Works
you know?
Out in the end, if you know what
dating
I mean.
Dating in your 50s is much different than dating in your 20s. You just make it work.
I don't know. I dated in my 50s. I didn't have issues.
He was miserable all the time, is the only thing.
Please. Grumpy. That might be the happiest I've ever been.
Don't listen to him. I had to work with him. He was grumpy all the time.
No, listen to Jeremy.
He was always grumpy.
Yeah, because I had to leave a great thing and come work with Jeremy. You'd be grumpy, too.
No, that's not why. That's not why.
Like, oh, I got to leave a woman and come work with Jer.
That's not why.
Oh, God. All right, Jen, you really want to play Rattle Off? You want to play?
At this point, I don't know. Yes, I do.
Give her five all positions, right. Dom.
Oh, come on now.
Five places to do it in an Airbnb. Ready? You better check that place for cameras. I was just reading an article about one out of every four Airbnbs has cameras in it, hidden.
Yeah.
One out of four.
Yeah. That's what they say.
Well, you know, that's how Kim Kardashian got famous, so we'll see what happens.
All right, so you're into it. You're like,
Do you feel like if you made a sex tape, Jen, that you'd become famous?
No.
No. No. Is it going to be
your son could write a song about it. He can make a whole album about mom getting freaky at the Airbnb.
Is it going to be a lights out kind of night? Lights off?
No, I'm okay. Rattle off.
Let's do it. Yeah. Let's do it.
No, wait a minute. Finish that sentence. You're a very what?
Freak. She's going to say she's a freak.
I think she's going to say she's in very good shape.
You're a yoga. You're a freaky yoga teacher. She looks. You're a freaky yoga teacher, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
No.
All right.
Okay, rattle off.
Rattle off. Hey, 10 seconds, rattle off. Okay. Five different things that you can put in your bathtub or add to your bath. Five things you put in your bathtub or add to your bath. Ready and go.
Rubber duck. Epsom salts, essential oils, CBD bath bomb.
You got four!
I was right on the buzzer, on the buzzer.
You could have said a man.
I was going to, but I thought you'd all give me crap about it, so.
You got four. The buzzer hit.
Listen. Here's what I want you to take away from this conversation, Jen. You have not had a better phone call in the last 3 years of your life, and you know it.
It is entertaining, I'll say that.
Quit spoiling your 18-year-old is the second thing you should take away from this. Quit spoiling them.
Yeah.
They're going to be living at home forever.
Do not take him a coffee.
He's going to be living at
home.
He'll be living at home until he's 30. Stop it.
Don't do it.
Yeah, well, that's not because of getting him a coffee. That's because of the economy.
Oh, God, here we go.
Jen, really enjoyed this conversation. I hope you have a great weekend. Have fun at the Airbnb, okay?
Yeah, I'm circling right back around and getting me some coffee. So you guys have a good day.
All right, Jen.
Bye.
Power to you.
Yes.
Here's Ham on the phone, probably Abraham, if I'm guessing correctly. So... Were we wrong with anything that we said to Jen, Ham? Do you disagree with anything?
No. I thought it was a great conversation.
Yeah. I'm a little jealous that she gets to go away for the weekend, actually. Sounds kind of nice.
Yeah, but you would never go to an Airbnb like that. Because
one in four with the cameras.
Right.
Ham, what are you doing this weekend that would make us jealous?
Going to see Jeff Dunham tonight with my wife.
Oh, nice. He's the ventriloquist guy, right?
Yep.
That'll be fun.
I'll be darned. Where's that show?
It's going to be at the Belco Theater.
Oh, I'll be darned. Good for you. That's fun.
Good night.
Are you going to go grab dinner beforehand or anything?
No, we'll probably catch dinner after. I'm working right now. I do snow removal. So.
He'll be busy today then.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a good night. Go ahead.
Where do you think you'll go grab a bite to eat after?
Not sure. Our favorite is the Brazilian Grills down in Denver, but I haven't decided yet.
Is that where they bring the big old slab of meat and they slice it off at your table side, that kind of thing?
Yep. There's a few of them. There's I don't want to plug anybody, but there's a few of them in Denver.
I've been to a few of those places. Absolutely delicious. Fantastic restaurants. But don't you feel a little awkward Like when they're standing there slicing meat off for you like a caveman, you're like, more, more, more. Oh. I always felt uncomfortable in those places.
I agree. It's weird.
No, it is weird. I feel uncomfortable when I have to ask them for more.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Can you slice off another hunk?
Because you, it's good, and you want more, but you don't want to look like a total fatty either. You know, like more, right. More, more.
I just wouldn't want that job of being the guy standing there at the table having to slice. I'm like cutting people's meat for them. It's like,
right.
It's like Jen's son. You know, she probably cuts up the meat on his plate for him. Still,
yeah. You probably get jacked. Though. You probably have like really jacked arms doing that.
Oh, well, it's probably
a bonus,
true.
Right?
Depends on the cut of meat, too, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
All right, well.
See, I don't know, because I'm hot and cold when it comes to the different tableside stuff, because that stuff makes me uncomfortable. However, you can go to some of those steakhouses, well, they'll roll the cart up next to your table,
mm-hmm.
and they will, like, cook your steak right there next to you, and that is actually kind of entertaining. It's kind of fun. They chit-chat with you. They're throwing stuff on. They're causing the flame to go up. That's really kind of a kick in the pants.
You're into that. Okay.
Yeah, not every time, but every once in a while, it's a fun little treat. It's almost like going to a Benihana where it's entertainment as much as eating, right?
Yeah,
they're throwing the shrimp into your mouth, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
All right.
Pam knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I've spent a few birthdays at Benihana's.
Have you now? Okay.
I don't even like it when they make tableside guac.
No?
That annoys me, too. I'm like, just make it in the back and bring it to me. I don't need the whole, hey, congratulations, you just made guacamole in front of me. Wow.
I like that, though, because then you can, like, help determine, like, the heat value of it and that kind of thing while they're making it.
All right.
I like that stuff. Mm.
I went to a cheese place where they actually do the fondue and stuff in front of you. They mix it all up and make it.
Oh, yeah. Like a melting pot.
Yeah, they do that like a melting pot.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun, I guess.
Yeah, that is fun. See,
yeah, those are fun.
The restaurants that combine a little bit of entertainment with the food preparation.
Sure.
It's good every once in a while. I mean, I don't want somebody standing at my tableside every meal, but every once in a while it's
fun. You know what I really like, Ham, is when you're at the Olive Garden and they bring over the cheese grater in front of you and they're like, tell me when.
Yes.
That's the best.
Say when.
Yeah, bring another block.
And then you just lay on the table and let them do it right into your mouth.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that?
Sometimes they get upset when you do that.
All right, Ham, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Yes.
10 seconds. The Academy Awards are this weekend. I don't know if you're going to watch them on Sunday night. But with that in mind, here's a guy who's won quite a few. In 10 seconds, give us the names of 5 Steven Spielberg movies. 5 Steven Spielberg movies. Ready and go!
E.T., Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Indiana Jones. Mine just went blank.
There's Jaws or Saving Private Ryan. Schindler's List.
Duel.
Oh, the classic.
Duel.
Well, Ham, we really enjoyed talking to you. Have fun at the ventriloquist tonight, okay, buddy?
Thanks. Like you guys. Really enjoy your show.
Thanks,
Ham. Well, you are a kind man. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. And bringing it home is Danielle. Hi, Danielle. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what are you doing this weekend that's going to make us jealous?
I don't know. I was thinking about taking our kids to go see the movie Dune.
Oh, yeah. I've heard really good things about that. Go do it.
Did you see the first one with them?
Yeah, I did. I did.
All right. Well, then go do it.
And my kids
just
really liked that movie. And yeah, and we just recently watched it, so that we're ready for the second one. So, yeah.
Now, you need more sandworms in your future.
Oh, gross. So, yeah. Are you going to do anything for yourself?
If those were real, oh, my gosh.
Are you going to do anything for yourself this weekend?
For myself?
Yeah.
It sounds like an alien concept to you.
Treat yourself.
Why would I do anything for myself?
Treat yourself.
Come on, Danielle.
So you said dinner with the Hubs?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Is it a special occasion?
Or
you
just,
might go out,
just cause?
Do something. No, just because.
All right. Yep. That's nice.
Where do you want to go?
Oh, I don't know. That's a hard one. Maybe
I don't know.
You don't have a favorite restaurant?
You see, we're putting her on the spot. Are you nervous? No, Danielle, are you nervous? I feel like you're nervous.
Sometimes. Yeah, a little.
Yeah, I could tell. It's all right.
You think it's too hard to ask somebody what their favorite restaurant is?
Well, she's nervous, and you're putting her on the spot.
With a favorite restaurant?
And then she'll say what it is.
And I'll be the capital of Colombia.
Then she'll say what it is, and I'll be like, oh, I hate that place because they do tableside guac. Ugh,
I didn't say, what's the atomic weight of iron?
I do love Mexican food, and
we do go to that Buzzy's Tacos every now and then.
Well, that's great. They advertise with us, so you should go there, often.
Yes. Buzzy's Tacos, I'm there all the time.
You bet.
I think we just determined where you're going with your husband this weekend. You're going to get tacos. Done. Okay. Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Yes.
This is another one of those phone calls where there's a wicked delay.
We're getting a lot of these lately. I wonder
if
it's...
Yeah, we're having calls where they hear us and it takes like 5 seconds or whatever.
I wonder what that
is.
So
we're in a weird delay with Danielle. So here's what I'm going to do. When I give her the category...
snowing here, so that might help.
Do you think the snow maybe slows down?
If your phone gets cold, it doesn't work as properly.
Maybe. I don't know.
Danielle,
here's what I'm going to do. When I give you the category, I'm going to wait about 2 seconds before I start the timer. Okay. But you rattle off 5 of these as fast as you can, and don't overthink it, okay? Because I think you can get this one.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
See,
that delay was even longer.
It was a long delay. 12 seconds. Danielle, give us 5 foods that have a whole lot of carbs in them. 5 foods that contain a lot of carbs. 10 seconds. Ready and go.
Potatoes, lasagna, spaghetti, macaroni and cheese, and ravioli.
Oh, I think she got the ravioli in just at the last second. You're a winner!
You're a ravioli.
See? You didn't need to be nervous at all because you got the prize. And
now I want Italian food. Maybe we'll go Italian.
There you go. Go to Maggiano's.
Listen, if you will please stand by, Josh wants to come visit with you and tell you all about your prize, okay?
1, 2.
Okay, thanks.
3 seconds.
You're welcome. Hold on. Yeah, it's about 3 seconds.